T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How was your weekend? Did you survive a bear attack like we did?
You keep saying that.
Dude, if a bear comes through your campsite, you have survived a bear attack. I don't care what you say.
Well, did he attack you?
Well, no, he didn't attack. He attacked our campsite.
So you were near a bear.
Ish. So here's the story. We went camping this weekend. I told you we were doing this big trip. It's like 7 or 8 dads all from Charlestown and then all of the kids. Utter chaos. And no, I did not take my acoustic guitar.
Smart man. You learned from Friday.
There was no Old Town Road, although they did sing that song all weekend long around the campfire.
And maybe so, that's what attracted the bear. He loves Lil Nas X.
We go to this campground, and it is upstate New York. It's right near Woodstock, New York, and it's beautiful. It's right on a river. People are fishing and fly fishing and tubing down there. It was just amazing. We had a great time. But this campground, it's called like Black Bear something campground. And I just thought it was like, you know, a cute name for a campground. No, I get up Saturday morning and I go to the bathroom, and right across the dirt road from the bathroom is the trash dumpster, and there is a black bear picking out breakfast.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to camp anywhere near a trash because the bears will come out.
And it's a, you know, it's like a full grown mama bear.
How big do black bears get?
Not that big. He's probably 100. She was probably 100, 125 pounds or something like that. But, you know, big enough to scare the crap out of
you. It would do damage to a human being for sure.
Right. And what was crazy was earlier the kids had said, oh, we saw a baby bear. I'm like, you did not see a baby bear. I've been camping my entire life. I've never seen a bear. I've never seen a moose. I rarely see a deer. You have not seen a bear. So then when I see the bear, I'm like, I come running back to the campground like I'm an 8-year-old boy.
Do you need a change of shorts?
Right. I saw a bear. I saw a bear. I got a picture. So fast forward to later in the day on Saturday, we take all of the kids and we go across the street, and we're going to do what any good dad would do right before dinner, take them all out for ice cream. We're going to ply them up with sugar before dinner, so then that way after dinner when they eat, they're ready for bed.
True camping, going to the ice cream shop.
Exactly. So while we're gone camping, one of the dads was still fishing on the river. He shows up at the ice cream shop. He's like, there's been a problem. We've been attacked. And we're like, what are you talking about? Well, the guy that owns the campground comes into our campsite because there is now a bear going through ravaging our site.
But you guys have food in the campsite?
We had everything in the campsite. And he picks up a phone, the owner of the campground, who is a cross between Kenny Rogers and Burt Reynolds.
Right.
With the voice of Billy Bob Thornton. And starts recording the bear attack happening in our campsite.
That's not.
And he happened to grab my phone.
And your friend's back. If you stand real still, they won't even know you're there. Well, I guess he's going to wash some dishes for you if you guys don't. garbage. Hey. Yeah.
And this he starts yelling at the bear.
That's not the move for me.
That is not the move for me either.
I'm not getting in a fight with a bear over your garbage.
And of course, you have a bunch of kids who range from like age 6 to about 12 who are now all freaking out because our campsite has been ravaged by a black bear. And we're like, no, everything's going to be fine. We send a group of dads ahead to clear the campsite. I was not one of those dads.
You send a dad recon team.
Yes.
Scouts.
Let me grab Laura here, who's from Cambridge. You have a story about your dad surviving a bear attack. What happened?
My dad actually takes a bunch of kids camping during the summer.
Right.
And they have a rule, like, don't bring any food inside of your tent. There are bears. You never know what's going to come through the camp.
Right.
So he's out watching their campfire, and the kids are all in the tents, and a bear comes through. So he's not going to say anything because he doesn't want to freak the kids out. But the bear starts sniffing the side of one of the tents that the kids are in.
They're inside of the tent?
How old are the kids?
They're like 13, 14-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
So he goes like, so anybody got any food in there? And they're like, no. And the bear starts pushing its face against the tent. And my dad's like, are you sure there's no food in there? And he says, I can't tell you how fast this happened. Unzipped, and a pack of Oreos comes flying out of the tent. The bear takes them and leaves.
Oh, my gosh. He would have ripped through that tent.
He was like, I wasn't super scared. That was very a lot. But the kids were definitely telling that story the next day.
Oh, my God. Don't die over Oreos, guys.
I hope they were double stuff.
I also heard that you can't have toothpaste, that they smell toothpaste.
Nope.
You can't have that
lots
in your tent.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So now what's the protocol if you come face-to-face with a bear in the wilderness? Are you supposed to just not move? Or are you supposed to get big to intimidate them, curl up in the fetal position and cry?
Depends on the kind of bear. For black bears, they say get big. For grizzlies, they say run.
Right. A grizzly, you don't want to be anywhere near a grizzly.
Don't
bear.
Those things truck like 30 miles an hour?
Right. You just don't want to be anywhere near.
Run faster, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Laura. We appreciate you calling and sharing the story.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, that bear, when the dude scared him, went up a tree like a cat goes up a tree.
Right.
I've never seen anything like it in my life because that scared me even more. Because you're like, oh, well, what do you do if this bear attacks you? I don't head for a tree. No, that dude goes up a tree faster than you can ever imagine.
Yeah, you pray.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, Carson, you're such a drama queen. What?
You're a little bit of a drama queen.
What are you talking about?
You weren't
about?
Even in the camp. You're saying you survived a bear attack.
Well, there was other bears there while we were there. I must have seen like three or four bears.
Basically, your story is I was in the woods.
I was.
Carson Tager, bear attack survivor.
I'm just saying. T's and P's. T's and P's for our garbage can.
Oh, Yogi Bear came to your
Oh, home. My gosh. We just got a text, too, from the 338 or 339. Hey, we just survived a bison stampede. Did you see that in the news? Those people got attacked. Those cars
that little girl got, like, flipped.
No, I don't think that was that one. That was a different one from a couple of weeks ago. No, this was just, like, last week, and they hit the cars and just smashed all of the cars.
Don't mess with bison, apparently.
Anyway, don't mess with bears. Just, like, put your food away. Is a tip for you people. Don't leave anything out. And I mean, we had all the stuff in coolers and everything. It was just crazy.
Here's another tip. Stay in your house. There's no bears there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.